This is VOA News, The Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's first order of business will be managing the coronavirus crisis. U.S. infections are breaking records day after day. The country recorded more than 100,000 new cases for the third straight day and more than 1,000 deaths for the fourth straight day, according to New York Times data. The Biden campaign has put together a group of health and technology experts to work on the development and delivery of a vaccine. As he assembles a new government in general, it's expected to be very diverse as well, said Biden on this issue. Quote, men, women, gay, straight, center, across the board, black, white, Asian, it really doesn't matter. It really matters that you look like the country because everyone brings a slightly different perspective, end quote. This weekend, thousands of people across the United States took to the streets to celebrate the announcement that Joe Biden is the projected winner of the 2020 presidential election. In his first speech since then, the president-elect said he was humbled by the trust and confidence that voters have placed in him. And he said that his presidency will be about rebuilding America. He also appealed to those who had cast their vote for incumbent President Donald Trump, saying it's time to put away harsh rhetoric, lower the temperature, and see one another again. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign and Republican National Committee filed several lawsuits, including one in the state of Arizona that seeks the manual inspection of potentially thousands of in-person Election Day ballots that they allege were mishandled by poll workers and resulted in some ballot selections being disregarded. The legal challenge against the Democratic Secretary of State centers on instances in which people are believed to have voted for more candidates than permitted. The lawsuit was filed hours after the dismissal of another Arizona lawsuit that contested the use of Sharpie markers in completing Election Day ballots. This is VOA News. Azerbaijan's president says forces have taken control of the strategically key city of Shushi in Nagorno-Karabakh. That's where fighting with Armenia has raged for more than a month. In a televised address Sunday to the nation, Azerbaijan's president said, Shusha is ours, Karabakh is ours, using the Azerbaijani version of the city's name. Shushi is of significant military value because it sits on heights 10 kilometers from the regional capital, Stepanakert, and lies along the main road connecting Nagorno-Karabakh with Armenia. Nagorno-Karabakh is within Azerbaijan, but has been under the control of local ethnic Armenian forces backed by Armenia since 1994. The latest fighting started on September 27th and has left hundreds, if not thousands, dead. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan told Russian leader Vladimir Putin this weekend that Armenia must be convinced to negotiate in the Nagorno-Karabakh conflict with Azerbaijan. Erdogan told Putin that Armenia must withdraw from Azeri lands it is occupying and stated that Armenian leadership must be convinced to sit down at the negotiating table. A strengthened tropical storm Eta has made landfall on Cuba and has also set its sights on the southern tip of Florida, already experiencing heavy rains and unusual tides. The storm has left dozens dead and over 100 missing in Central America as searchers in Guatemala were still digging for signs of about 100 people believed buried by a massive rain-fueled landslide. The U.S. National Hurricane Center issued tropical storm warnings for southern Florida and the Florida Keys. Eta was once a Category 4 hurricane, and authorities from Panama to Mexico are still surveying the damage following days of torrential rains. Ethiopia lawmakers voted Saturday to replace the current government of the federal state of Tigray after the army launched airstrikes to destroy military assets in the region and a worsening internal conflict. Fears are mounting over the prospect of civil war after Ethiopia's prime minister sent federal troops and aircraft into the region, with which Addis Ababa has been feuding. The prime minister said that airstrikes had already neutralized rockets that can hit a range of 300 kilometers from where they are stationed and other places in the vicinity, state media reported. Despite growing international alarm, the prime minister has vowed that there will be more airstrikes on Tigray, defending his move toward conflict as necessary for restoring law and order in the region. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.